I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Her performances make people jump out of their seat, and her home is a modest 22,000 square feet. It's Watch What Happens Live with Heather Dubrow and Annalee Ashford now. Live, I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse for an OC premiere party, which should go smoothly as long as nobody eats the bow off of anybody else's cake. My first guest is back on OC after a five-year break, which she probably spent walking from one end of her house to the other. Please welcome Real Housewife of Orange County, Heather Dubrow. She's back, everybody. Welcome back, Heather. You got your champs?
I do.
Very good. My next guest is administrating your weekly dose of happy pills on her show Be Positive Thursdays on CBS. But when it comes to Housewives, she be positively hooked. It's our friend Annalee Ashford. Hey, Annalee! You were so great as Paula Jones on Impeachment, I just have to say.
Thank you.
Absolutely
so much.
Wonderful. Now, I will say you are a major Heather Dubrow fan. How are you feeling? You've seen the premiere. You are here with her tonight.
This is a good day.
Very good.
It's a good day. It's a good day for Housewives. I just want to say that. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome home. You know, over at the bar, it's a woman whose product might hit the spot even more than a glass of champagne ordered to your closet by the push of a button. It's the founder and CEO of Dough, Cookie Dough Confections, Kristen Tomlin. Hey, Kristen. Wow. Is that a cookie dough cake there? With a menorah on top?
I mean, we're celebrating Hanukkah now.
Wow, I love you. How much did you enjoy Heather's house tour, first of all?
I feel like it needs to be its own character on the show.
Like, well, it is.
I mean, it is. But I feel like it should be all the housewives and then the house with an orange.
Right. Okay, I want to get right to our polls. Pick up your phone, go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much did Shannon enjoy Heather's home tour?
Oh,
one
dear.
Being the lowest. The lowest. Was that shady editing, or were you getting that vibe?
I didn't get that vibe at all.
You didn't?
No, I didn't at all.
Okay.
I thought we were having a great time. By the way, we had had many tequilas, and I poured drinks halfway through.
I thought also her explanation of she used to live in your neighborhood in a huge house. She has since downsized. It was something that I could understand.
Yeah, but you know what? Comparison is the thief of joy, you know?
All right. You guys are landing at a 3. She enjoyed it, a 3. Stay on WWHL.TV. You know, the big accusation from Emily and Gina was that that Shannon likes to stir the pot and step away. Do you think this is the truth? Yes or no? Annalee Ashford.
Yes, sometimes, but I love you, Shannon, but sometimes.
Heather Dubrow. She is drinking her champagne and not responding, which is a response, and that's a landslide from the viewers. Okay. We did get a tweet from someone who, I guess, was watching the show tonight. Can you guess who?
Well, there's a lot on that list, Andy.
Yes, there is. It's a former housewife, Kelly Dodd Leventhal.
Yeah.
She said, who wears Fendi earrings with a Fendi dress and a Fendi bag, then wears Louis Vuitton pants with a Louis Vuitton shirt? Someone help this fashion victim. Fire, hashtag fire your stylist. Thoughts? Heather, these were about...
Okay. Well, let's look up the hashtag Logomania and you'll see I don't think I'm actually alone here.
Okay.
But you know what's so crazy? Like, I don't know whether to be flattered that Kelly's so obsessed that she talks about me all the time or honestly sad that she has no other content.
All right.
Hashtag fierce.
Tonight, Emily was convinced that there was nothing hotter than Shannon Bedore in white jeans, but that's just because she hasn't heard Annalee's takes on Housewives. Annalee, it's time to spill those with Bravo. No, they didn't. I know you're watching a lot. Let's start with OC. Do you think Shannon purposely planted the seed with Gina and Emily about Nicole and the lawsuit in order for them to give the news to Heather instead of her?
I love you so much, Shannon, but yes, I think she did. I think she did it.
Which new girl are you feeling more thus far, Noella or Dr. Jen?
Dr. Jen is so cool, and her husband never wears a shirt.
Yeah. What's not to love about that? Noella also is one of the most beautiful women I think I've ever seen.
Yeah,
basically.
And she has like a sex room. Good
yes,
for her.
Yes, right.
Cool.
Knowing that he passed the bar due to a technicality, Shane is your lawyer. Are you in?
I'm in, but I'd also like Emily to assist with some legal findings.
Yes, there you go. Emily is quick on her feet. Salt Lake City, general thoughts on everything going on with Jen Shah and the Fed bust heard around the world.
Well, I think her closet was a red flag.
On Below Deck, can Eddie and Chef Rachel let bygones be bygones, or is this going to continue?
Yes, and can she be on Top Chef? Has anybody said that yet? Does everybody say it all the time?
It's a thought.
Okay.
Vanderpump Rules, thoughts on Lala and Randall's recent split. Are they done for good?
No, they're never done for good. Come on, guys, get it back together.
Potomac, thoughts on Nicki Minaj taking the host seat. Did you enjoy?
One of the best things I've ever seen, and her necklaces brought me a lot of joy, and she gave it to them, and they went for it.
They did. Thank you very much. Okay, head on back to Watch What Happens Live, WWHL.TV. This is a very shady poll. Is it still an accomplishment that Shane passed the bar if they lowered the grade to pass? Yes or no? I loved Emily's sense of humor about this. Emily made me laugh several times this episode.
Yeah.
What were your impressions of Emily and Gina when you... met them and got to know them?
Yeah, well, Gina and I hit it off immediately. We did that whole New York thing very quickly.
Yes.
And so my accent got worse as I sat and spoke to her.
Yes.
Emily, I didn't get to know until later, but very nice when I first met her, yeah.
You guys say yes. It is an accomplishment. Very good. Congratulations, Shane. Well, tonight, Heather struggled to count the number of rooms in her mansion, but I hope she'll be able to count the times in her life where there was room for improvement. It's time to play Do You Regret It? Heather, tell me if you take back any of the following moments from your time on The Housewives.
Okay.
Take your alcohol. Do you regret kicking Shannon Bedore out of your house back in season 9?
I wouldn't say kicking out, but asking to leave, I do not. And it plays into something that happens this season that we will talk about at the reunion.
Okay. I would call it kicking out. Do you regret calling Kelly Dodd trash to her face while on the Sprinter to the Ireland airport? Okay. Do you regret making such a huge deal about Sarah Winchester breaking the bow on your cake?
No! Wasn't that bad?
Right.
Horrific.
See that? Our bartender says it's horrific. Thank you, Kristen.
Yeah.
She would know. Do you regret telling Gretchen there's no competition between the two of you when it came to your Malibu country roles?
No!
The Malibu Country storyline was one of my favorites.
So funny.
It was amazing. Do you regret friendships with any of the former RHOC?
No.
Okay. Do you regret not making Terry onion rings when he requested them?
Yes.
Terry
yes.
Dubrow is here. Everybody, welcome Terry Dubrow. Do you regret not sending Shannon and Tamara invites for your Super Bowl party after you left the Housewives despite sending them a save the date for the party?
No.
Really?
No.
It seemed at the time like you immediately wanted nothing to do with them because you weren't on the show anymore.
It was time to move on.
Okay. Do you regret your blunt bangs at the season 9 reunion?
Yes.
That's your one regret. Oh, two regrets. Wow, that is funny. Do you regret saying the Orange County Housewives were blue collar before you got on? You said this in our best-selling book, Not All Diamonds and Rosé.
A good plug.
Yes,
it was
thank
taken
you.
A little out of context.
Okay.
But kind of what I meant was is that we all have jobs and we work as opposed to other franchises like Beverly Hills where they're not really working. And
well, by the way, I always referred to RHOC as Knott's Landing versus a dynasty of...
Right, that's kind of what I meant.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you regret being a know-it-all with Tamara and Vicky telling them the exact temperature wine needs to be at and that they shouldn't use stemless wine glasses?
No, because I'm right.
Thank you very much. Thank you, bro. Wow. Okay.
You can't live your life with regrets, Andy.
No, you can't.
You can't.
Shalina K texted, Annalie, how do you think Erica handled herself during the BH reunion?
She answered so much more than I ever thought she would. One of my favorite moments was when you were like, you are a piece of work. Never
yes.
met anybody like you. And I feel like that sort of summed it up. Like,
yes.
there's nobody like her.
Yes. Let's take some questions for our virtual fans. Here's Chuck and Miranda from Maryland for Heather. What's your question?
Hi, Heather. How shocked were you when Shannon and David divorced? And do you believe her new boyfriend, John, is the one?
Oh, I mean, I wasn't surprised when they split up, and I was actually kind of happy for her because I felt like she should have a chance to be happy and live her best life. John is lovely. We got to know him. Terry loves him, and we had a lot of fun with them this season.
Very good. Elise from Wisconsin, what's your question for Annalie Ashford?
Hey, guys. So since Paula Jones watched the first episode of Impeachment and said it wasn't an accurate portrayal, have you spoken to her since? And do you know if she watched the rest of the episodes?
Really good question. I hope she watched the rest of the episodes. And I know that she felt like it wasn't accurate. But I would urge her to talk to folks who've watched because I feel like most people who see the show have so much empathy and love for her. And I hope that she finds that out somehow.
I had empathy for her and I had empathy for Linda Tripp, which I never had in my life.
Yeah.
Adamo 1987 said the number one question for Heather Dubrow has to be, how much did the house cost when all is said and done?
My husband is sitting in the audience.
Oh, does he know or does he
no.
not know? Of course not.
The bank doesn't even know his signature. I mean.
Annalie, Phoebe C wants to know if you have a favorite Sondheim memory and what was the best piece of advice he gave you while working on Sunday in the Park with George?
I think there's many magical memories, but I think my favorite is after running the opening number with the orchestra for the first time, he stopped everything and he added a couple bars to the very end of the song and he changed it in the moment on the spot, which was just such a reminder that art is fluid and should change and be present. And he was so present in his art.
Wow. And are you doing it in London? I know it got postponed.
Yeah. Someday, somehow,
right.
somewhere.
Wow.
We'll do it in London, yeah.
Heather, Nina V said, since we didn't get to see it on camera, how drunk was Shannon and crew at Javier's when you paid for her tab?
Oh. That was so weird. Can you imagine? I've never run into these girls ever in my whole life.
It is so
wild. What's really crazy is I left the Nobu lunch that you see on the show.
Yes.
And I stopped at Javier's because Terry was having an office dinner and I ran into Emily in the parking lot. She walked me inside and I saw Gina and Shannon and they were wasted.
Wow.
In the best way.
Jack L said, without giving too much away, can you tease whatever's about to happen at your party in next week's episode?
Well, this is what I would say. I would say that truth is definitely stranger than fiction. And
all hell breaks loose, is what I would say.
Yeah, it's no way.
It's the season of giving, but it's also Bravo's season of getting. So today, everyone in our studio audience is going home with a gift bag complete with tons of Bravo-centric goodies, including a mug, holiday ornaments, and some comfy slippers. For more holiday gifts and gets, visit shopbybravo.com. What do you got?
I got a little present for you. Wow. What I brought you was a piece of Chateau Dubrow. I brought you your
Oh, my God, I love it. Oh, champagne for champagne.
And it actually works. There's a
I love this. Nicole and Noella said tonight that they met in a private airport bathroom. And since Heather's home is bigger and more tricked out than most airport terminals, thought we could play a round of Chateau Dubrow or Hell to the No. Heather will read off a list of home features, all of which sound too insane to be true. Annalie and I will guess if Heather's home has each feature, and then Heather will reveal. Okay, give us the first
Thank
one, Heather.
Thank you for the big font, by the way.
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a gigantic gong in my backyard?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Yes, yes, I do.
We saw that.
Do I have a directory of the full home at the front door?
I think
yes.
she does.
Yeah, I think you do.
No, I need to lead you through.
Okay.
Do I have a room dedicated to gift wrapping?
Yes.
That is very candy spelling. I think...
Did you not see my...
I think it would be too derivative of candy spelling for her to do it. Do you?
She's so good at giving gifts. So yes, I think yes.
Ish.
Okay, ish.
It's like part of the laundry room. It's like a wall.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
A wall.
Do I have an original Warhol print?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you should.
You can put that on the Christmas list.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do? Yeah.
Oh, well, really? We need that. Okay. Do I have an ice machine that pumps air into the ice so that it doesn't hurt my teeth?
No.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Of course I do. Do I have Valentino studs on the hood above my oven?
Oh, my God. That would be the bougiest thing on earth. And I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow. My God.
Oh, my God.
Do I have a disco ball in the garage?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, I have two.
Oh, my God.
Do I have a lemon tree that was donated by Yolanda Hadid?
Oh, I so hope
I
that
hope
you
so.
Do.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish I did, but I
okay.
don't.
Okay.
Do I have a champagne doorbell in my closet that rings to the kitchen?
Yes, yes. We saw it
yes.
tonight.
I do! Yes. Yes, I do! Do I have a 12-foot painted portrait of me?
No.
No.
We would have seen it in the episode.
No, I don't have it.
Okay.
I had to think about that for a second. Okay. But I do have an ink drawing of myself in my studio.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Do I have a mini skate park in the basement?
No.
Well,
would have seen it.
The garage could be a skate park, so I'm going to say yes.
You didn't see the whole house.
Wow. Thanks for playing. I should mention, if you're looking for last-minute Christmas gifts, Dough ships around the country, and it's D-O?
D-O. CookieDONYC.com.
Perfect. Yeah. You guys are... I've been gorging during the commercial breaks. Annalie... Sin MDMI said that you could play Gina in the RHOC musical. You could be sisters.
Oh, my God.
Are we doing a musical?
I don't know.
I'm in.
We should.
I'm so ready.
Can you sing, Heather?
Really?
Oh, I know the answer to this.
Okay.
Sorry. Yes. Keep watching. Annalie, Noelle E. said, is it true when you played a young Annie, you peed on the stage during the second act? Have you ever had another accident on stage?
It's very true that I peed right through the suitcase. You know, when you get to the end of the show, Annie doesn't have very many breaks. And I was drinking a lot of water, and I sat down on the suitcase, and I went maybe far away.
Wow. You let it go.
And I just let it go.
Laura from San Jose wants to know, Heather, what was your reaction to the news that Meghan King married Joe Biden's nephew?
So cool. I was very happy for her. I mean, really, it was amazing. I think we were on a cast trip when I heard the news.
Uh-huh.
And I texted her, and I was just thrilled.
Are you still in touch with Jim Edmonds? He was your original neighbor. You knew
him
first.
Yeah, he was. I think Terry has spoken to him.
Yeah. Heather, do you regret telling Alexis Bellino that if everyone tells you you're dead, it's time to lie down, Taylor I once said?
No, I think it's actually a fabulous quote, and it's been repeated many times.
Can I chat all this to a woman in England who accidentally put her baby up for sale on Facebook when she tried to sell her sofa but uploaded a picture of her 7-month-old son instead? This is what you get for naming your baby Lazy Boy Recliner Lady. I want to thank Heather, Annalie, and Kristen for being here. Tomorrow, Martha Stewart and Christian Siriano are here at 10:30 after Project Runway. Watch our after show live. Welcome back, Heather. You're back whether you like it or not. Thanks, Annalie. Thanks, Kristen. All right, it's the after show. The Real Housewives of Orange County airs Wednesday nights at 9 on Bravo. You can see Heather Dubrow back on the show. You can see her on Be Positive on CBS at 9:30. And Impeachment, American Crime Story, streaming now on FX. Now, if you're in New York City, or if you're not, because you can go online and buy them, Kristen Tomlin is the founder of Dough Cookie Dough Confections. So amazing. I have sent the message to my control room that they need to come storm the bar after the show because they need to get their paws on this amazing delicacies you have back there. I want to go back to our virtual fans. Here's Jacus and Sage from Texas with a question for Heather. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on? We love you. We love you, Annie. We love you, Heather. I've been watching you since the beginning.
Thank you.
You were his first love on All the Housewives.
So
here's our question. Were you surprised when you heard that Vicky and Steve had broke up? And have you been in touch with her since their split?
I really don't know Steven, but I just wish Vicky the best. And I ran into her in the middle of shooting this season, which informed some interesting things that happened later.
Wow, interesting. Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
Did she give you an earful?
Yes.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes, exactly.
And
yes.
I love her.
And you're still in touch with Tamara, right?
Yes.
Yes. Marissa.
She sent lovely messages today.
That's really nice.
Sweet. So sweet. That's like, go kill it.
Yeah.
Make it great. She's
That's great. Marissa and Kyle from Ohio have a question for Annalie.
Andy, we love you. Heather, welcome back. Annalie, Tony Award winner. This is like one of our American dreams right here, right now. We want to know. What is your stance on all the rumors surrounding Mary Cosby and
Meredith Marks? Constantly defending her, but we love Meredith Marks, so
praise be.
That's a wild ride. That's a wild friendship.
I feel like I feel so uncomfortable right now.
Right.
I want to touch my armpits. And Mary has been like sort of like an all-star for me. So I'm bummed about these things that are swirling. So I'm just going to pretend like they're not happening right now. We'll
Very
see
good.
How it plays out.
Okay, that's a good way.
And I kind of like the Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
Like little.
Do you know Meredith Marks?
No.
You don't know her?
No.
And do you, what housewives from other cities might we be surprised to know that you're pals with?
Oh. I don't know if you'd be surprised.
Right.
Okay. But Lisa Rinna and I have known each other for like 30 years. We were in acting school together.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Love it.
Love her. She's amazing. Garcelle and I have worked together for years.
Right.
Love Garcelle. And I, you know, Kyle and I became friends through this situation, and I adore her as well.
Yep. Great. Well, you know, it's funny.
What's
you and
funny?
You and I have talked a lot, obviously, before this all happened. But it's funny because you left the show and you were very kind of, I feel like when it ended the last time, it was not necessarily the happiest place.
Right.
And so it's great that time brought us back together again. Yep. And I think you came back at exactly the right time. And we're all happy that you're back. And it's fun watching you. And, you know, I think, do you bring a different sensibility with you as you come back? Because than you had before, a different energy?
100%. I mean, that's like 12 answers for that question. But I would say this. I would say it was the right time to go for many reasons, as we talked then.
Yep.
And as I get older, being smarter and maybe a little more self-actualized and listening to the universe, it was an opportunity to explore, and my kids are at different ages. And to be honest with you, when Max came out as bisexual a couple of years ago, the amount of love and support we got for her was so amazing, but also, like, the comments and people that didn't do it well and had negative situations with their children or their parents, I thought, okay, so we've got these four kids, and they're different genders, different sexualities, and wouldn't it be cool to show our version of what our normal family looks like and maybe start those conversations in other households and maybe help some other people? Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Yeah. And I think, and you also, I think when you also stepped away and you sat out on the sidelines, you also realized this is a great platform and a lot of people watch, and people still for 4 years were saying, oh, it's Real Housewife of Orange County, Heather Dubrow. It's like this thing you can't get rid of, right?
Oh, but a huge platform, an amazing platform. But for me to come back, it had to be more than that, because honestly, it's not about the fame for me. I mean, you know, I love my husband. He's a little bit of a fame whore. We know this. In the best way, I'm saying that. But for me, it's not about that. Not to be unkind, it's not about the money. But for me, it had to be something more. Like, what am I, what is it for us? And what? How can we help other people? And what are we doing here?
There you go. Well, we're glad you're back. Heather Dubrow, Annalee Ashford, Kristen Tomlin. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Terry. Great to see you. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.